So this question has been asked for me by a Hindu friend. As the partition of India had a very big effect on the Jamaat, and we had to move from Qadian to Hilba.
Correct.
Is Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam, in any of his writing or his books, he has mentioned this event anywhere?
Yes, he has. And that not in at one time, but at many times. Please sit down and then I'll explain. Number one, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was told by Allah, Dawe Hijrat. These were the words revealed to him. That you are going through, you will go through the pain of Hijrah. That is exodus according to the biblical term, or migration in the modern world. That is called Hijrah. So he was exactly told that there is going to be a time for you when you will suffer the pain of Hijrah. Daag means, in it's a wide word in Urdu, which also can be translated as painful event or pain. Then you must have read in the Masjid Mubarak, it was written another revelation by Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, was written over there, which is also a verse of the Holy Quran. Wallahu raddoka ila. It's written over there. Read it. No. Raddoka ila maad. Ila maad. إِنَّ الَّذِي فَرَضَ عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لَرَادُّكَ إِلَى مَعَادٍ. The same God who has made this, the Holy Quran, compulsory for you to follow, that is the author of the Holy Quran, your Lord, promises you that you will positively return to the place you were forced to leave, that is Ma'ad. And that is a verse of the Holy Quran which was revealed to Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam about his hijrah, that is migration, and his return. So the same verse was revealed to Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam. There is another verse also from the Holy Quran which was revealed to him about hijrah and return. And that said, I'll recite that to you. غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون. That verse relates to an event of Hazur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lifetime. When Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced to leave Mecca and go for Hijrah, this, at that time, there was a war between the Eastern Empire, that is the Empire of Iran, and the Western Empire, that was the Empire of Kaiser, Constantinople's Empire. And Iranians were idolaters at that time. And the Christian Empire was, of course, Ahl-e-Kitab and closer to Islam, in the sense that they also believed in a revealed book, and they also believed in the prophets, in which Islam made incumbent upon every Muslim to believe. So in that sense they were closer. A war was going on between them, these two empires, and temporarily the Romans got defeated in a small area. From that, these mushrikeen, that is idolaters of Mecca, they inferred that, look here, it is going to be our victory, because those who are closer to us in religion, they have defeated those who are closer to you in your religion. So that is a very good omen for the final victory of mushrikeen, idolaters, over the believers, that is Hazrat Rasul Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's followers. Now this debate was going on when Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse to Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and it said, غُلِبَتِ الرُّومِ فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ. Although temporarily in a small portion of land, the Romans have been defeated. وَهُمْ بِبَعْدِ غَلَبَهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ But you will see positively, after their defeat, they will recapture that area and will become victorious. Now that happened much before the event, and it related to places of which Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had no idea whatsoever. When this verse was revealed, all the companions of Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam celebrated that day and then told the opponents, that is the idolaters, that look here, your pleasure, your happiness is just short-lived. Allah has told us that the same woman is going to turn against you. And Romans will capture their area back and they will be made victorious over the Iranians. Now, in the next portion it says, Fi bizh sinin. That is going to happen within a few years. Now, bizh sinin means in Arabic, a period beginning from 3 years up to 9 years. So some of the companions of the Holy Prophet went into bet with some idolaters and said, within 3 years this is going to happen. So that within 3 years we will also return to your place, to the place, to Mecca, our homeland. When Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard of this, he called them, those Muslims who had done that, and forbade them to do this. He said, look here, you should know Arabic. This is an Arabic word which begins with 3 years. The lower limit is 3 years. And the maximum limit is 9 years. So how could you fix it to the lowest limit of your own? Allah never told me that the early limit is going to be the limit of our return, or the time of our return. So you can positively tell them that we will return here within 9 years, from 3 to 9 years. That is after 3 years, never, not before that, but before the end of 9 years. And this incident is also going to take place, the victory of Romans over the Iranians within that specified period. So that is exactly what happened. But Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu was salam was also revealed this verse without bizh sinin. It only says, غُلِبَتِ الرُّوم فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ And it does not mention bizh sinin at all. So I remember an incident when during the partition days, my late uncle, Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once called me and said, there is a glad tidings, I'm going to tell you. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has also been revealed this verse. So that shows we will return to Qadian from 3 to 9 years. So I told him, I said, you are a highly respectable, I highly respect you and hold you in great esteem. And you have much greater knowledge than my humble self has. But permit me to disagree on this point. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has not been revealed the last portion of this verse. God, which had said all this, غُلِبَتِ الرُّوم فِي أَدْنَى الْأَرْضِ وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلِبُونَ Why did he leave the last portion bizh sinin? That is a very significant omission and a conscious omission. So that shows that either we will return to Qadian within 3 years or definitely after 9 years. Not within that period, otherwise Allah must have mentioned bizh sinin. So that is exactly what happened. So this hijra as well as our return has been foretold to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam in unambiguous, very clear terms.